I seldom have reason to praise the magisterial incompetence of Telecom or its call centre staff, whose bloody-minded refusal to either give a straight answer to a straight question or admit they don't know what's going on suggests there's a swarm of spin doctors moonlighting their way through the recession. But a whole week without internet access has proved curiously stimulating. Instead of getting run over on the information superhighway, I've been doing housework while listening to Glenn Gould, A Sense of Wonder, the umpteenth repackaging of both of the Canadian pianist's famous recordings of Bach's Goldberg Variations. For once, it's not marketing hype to describe these two discs as legendary. The first, released in 1955, which became an unexpected smash hit and launched Gould's recording career and international reputation. Unusually for a classical recording, it has never been out of print. The second came out in 1982, literally days before his death of a stroke. I'm recording this just over an hour before the first budget of a new government is due to be delivered by Finance Minister Bill English. I don't know whether Bill plays the piano, but when you're presenting a budget against an economic backdrop that could most politely be described as grim, there's worse things you can do than learn things from Gould. In 1955, the Goldberg Variations was, to put it mildly, an eccentric choice for a debut recording. It was commonly regarded as esoteric, almost unplayable, more satisfying as an intellectual exercise than a piece of music worth listening to, which was reflected in the fact that at the time, the piece was seldom performed and even more seldom recorded. And listening to it now, you can understand the concerns. While the complex variations are unforgiving of any performer whose technique isn't up to it, there's the opposing temptation to turn it into a bloodless exercise in virtuosity, what Gould himself contemptuously called pianism, or as I prefer to call it, failing to pass the, yeah, it's clever, but so what bar. I've often said that the real challenge for the Key government is a day it has to swallow hard and do something genuinely unpopular. I mean, the only politician I've heard use words like sacrifice with any conviction in recent years is Barack Obama. And even he's found it hard translating the poetry of rhetoric into the prose of reality. Whatever your political complexion, English isn't a stupid man. Where he will rise or fall is not just articulating the need for a touch of fiscal S&M, but why it matters, boiling down complex realities to a palatable tune. And I look forward to the opposition in the person of Phil Goff doing a little better than fatuous talkback jingles like invoking Kiwi battlers from Struggle Street, as he has in recent days. It doesn't have to be Bach, but let's hope the political music this week isn't too far out of tune.